And you're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Helen Scales. We're talking about social creatures that live like ants and bees this week in big colonies. And with us is James Nye from the University of California, San Diego, and Elva Romson, who is from the University of York. And Elva, I've got a question here for you from Eric Taylor, who says, why do some species have thousands of sterile individuals? If the point of life is to pass your DNA on to the next generation, why do organisms like ants, bees and termites produce thousands of individuals that have no chance of reproducing?
Well, that's a really good question, and actually in some species of ants there are workers that really are completely sterile, although in many species of ants and bees and termites the workers can actually reproduce a bit, but not as much as the queen. So this posed a problem for Darwin when he was actually thinking about evolution by natural selection, because usually evolution should move individuals towards the best chance of passing on their own genes directly to the next generation, and obviously sterile worker ants can't do that. But they're, of course, very closely related to the queen, who is their mother. And actually, because of ant genetics, they're even closer related genetically to their mother than we are to our own mothers, because ant genetics work slightly differently. So this means that their genes will be passed on to the next generation through their siblings, through their sisters, the future queens of other colonies, and through the males that colony produces.
So it's less selfish gene, it's more kind of the genes will go, but you have to be there to help the genes flow from somebody else. But because you're closely related to them, it doesn't matter.
Yes, so we call it kin selection, so acting in the interests of the family when it's very closely related. And there are also big efficiency benefits for these ant colonies because of the way they organise their division of labour, so they can very efficiently help their siblings to reproduce.
Thanks, Elva. Helen.